Tim Fleming in the morning on AM 1300 KGLO.
AM 1300 KGLO, and it's time to welcome in Lark Trigstad. It's our Caregiver Corner program. And Lark,
Good morning. I guess
I can say Merry Christmas now.
Yeah, there you go.
It's a Christmas season.
It certainly is.
A wonderful time of year it is. Yeah. And I saw your note that you sent the other day, and you had Francis Albert Sinatra right there at
dapper?
The top. Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
And high hopes.
Remember that? There you go. I can't.
We've got high hopes.
Whoa.
We've got. Oh, come on. All right. I could sing it, but that's as good as it's going to get this morning.
That's pretty good.
Oh, my. Remember that song, High Hopes, by Frank Sinatra?
Yeah, silly.
Yeah, the song describes two scenarios where animals do seemingly impossible acts. First, an ant moves a rubber tree plant by itself. Then a ram single-handedly destroys a billion-kilowatt dam. The desires of these animals are described as pie in the sky, although the song implies they ultimately accomplish them. The song finishes comparing troubles and hardships and sorrows to balloons. The problem has gone away when the balloon is popped.
Right. And so today we're going to talk about some of the high hopes about aging and caregiving. I was reading a special report on transforming life as we age. It's kind of like popping of these balloons. And what will it take to get to age the way you want to, with independence, dignity, and choice? We can all push for a better system of supports for older adults, which that's very significant for our community. And furthermore, as an individual, we can plan for our own self-care. And scientists have conducted anthropological studies and discovered the best motivation for taking care of your own well-being is because there are people who depend on you. And that study actually was done in Austin, Minnesota by Mayo Clinic.
Melanie Haken from Caring.com originally posted this good news. We've all heard the advice, every man for himself. It's a dog-eat-dog world, or even nice guys finish last. But here's the surprising truth. Helping others and taking care of loved ones is a much better strategy for success than putting ourselves first. That's the conclusion of a new wave of research, which is demonstrating that it's survival of the kindness.
Isn't that neat?
Or kindest.
Yeah.
Not survival of the fittest. That is most likely to bring us happiness, health, respect, and a very strong future.
So if you're a caregiver, you know that your efforts often go unrecognized, unacknowledged, even unthanked. But did you also know that when you act on your instincts to be kind, compassionate, and generous toward others, you're strengthening yourself, your family, and even society for the future?
Once upon a time, psychologists believed we were wired to be selfish.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, to look out for ourselves before all else.
Kind of like the caveman theory.
I guess, but according to Dasher Keltner, professor of psychology at the University of California, Berkeley, and author of Born to Be Good, The Science of Meaningful Life, they got it wrong. Contemporary neuroscience tells us that we have these evolved capacities to care for the vulnerable, to protect those that need protecting. Keltner explains that kindness is like a muscle that gets stronger with use. When you really practice it, it's like an athletic regimen that you get
in. Yeah, I think we've heard that metaphor before used in caregiving. Experts are suggesting that we better rethink caregiver stress. You know, there's all this literature about how bad caregiver stress is, but caring for others makes us healthier and stronger. They use the term social capital to define how close your ties are to family, friends, and community. And there's no question that the more social capital you have, the better your mental and physical health are.
So these studies have shown that people with stronger social networks have lower rates of depression, better physical health, longer lives.
That's amazing. And other studies have been even more specific. One found that older people who were more socially active had significantly less cognitive decline over a 12-year period than those who were more isolated. And while everyone benefits from close social ties, when it comes to caregiving specifically, caregivers seem to benefit even more than those they care for. So that's a good thing. And as one study puts it, providing social support may be more beneficial than receiving it.
That's no pie in the sky. Yeah. Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant. Mark, if people want more info, how do they find it?
Well, we'd like to have you go to NorthIowaSageLink.com. And 24/7, there's all sorts of information to help you and those who depend on you.
Fantastic stuff. Lark, good to see you.
Good to see you.
All right, Lark Twigg, stay with us on AM 1300 KGLO with our Caregiver Corner.